You're listening to 883. That's the Gripweeds. Wow. Featuring Kristen on vocals there. It was nice.
The first performance of that song.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we haven't done that one
first
live
public
yet.
Performance.
Yay. Closer to Love. That's nice.
Thank you.
Is it difficult switching over roles after concentrating so much on lead playing to just do a vocal, or does it just kind of happen?
For all the years that I've been playing, I've only really sang because people made me sing. I'm really a guitar player, and I work all the time on my guitar parts and my arrangements, but I do like to sing a few things, and on every album I usually sing a song and a lot of harmonies, but I do focus on guitar playing, which is, people kind of always come up to us and say, oh, are you the singer? Nope, not really.
Yeah, it's impressive to have a female lead guitar player. I know that
there's
that
not
has
many
to
of us out there. I always search out female musicians my whole life. You know, I had a couple of female bands, but we just never could hold it together. And I don't know, the quality of them, I didn't think, believe it or not, just playing with guys, they're better players.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't like to say that. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, we always confound the sound people when we go and play a show, because they're like, okay, where's the lead singer? That must be the girl. And like, no, she plays lead guitar. Lead singer's on the drums.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I bet you do turn the heads of a few sound men to try to figure that out.
It's always, you know, it's never set up for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet not. Well, you guys, you record, you play on the road. What's your favorite part of the process? Is it performance or recording, or do y'all each kind of have
I
your
like
favorite
it all
thing?
Because you know, we focus on different things at different times, and that I think is one of the greatest things about being a musician, at least a performing musician, because if you're a songwriter, you write the material first, and that's one experience, and then the next experience is to record it. And that's a lot of fun, and that's a whole different feeling and whole different experience. And then you work it up and play it live, and you play out live, and that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Well, do you do it in that process? Do you, I know, you, well, of course, you write the song first, and then you two guys, brothers, are the songwriters. You bring the songs to the group, and then you work out your arrangements. And do you record it before you perform
ways.
It?
One very common way. Is this coming through?
I think maybe
it should be on speech, right?
I have it on speech.
Okay.
Scott, is this coming through?
Here you go.
It's just 2 weeks. Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, well, one common way in which we do this is Kurt and I may do a demo of a song, and we're both multi-instrumentalists. He plays guitar, I can play drums. You know, so
he's a drummer first.
Yeah, that's a little known fact. I was. So we make sometimes these rather elaborate demos and bring them to the band and say, learn these note for note. And of course,
right.
Of course nobody does.
I bet Kristen really obeys that.
No, that's an exaggeration. Usually the demos are sketches, you know.
Yeah.
And then we do them hopefully better than the demos were done. But it gives you an idea so we can get things done more quickly rather than to spend, you know,
or some
weeks
things,
and weeks.
Some things do happen organically. Bring something in and it changes.
Well, but, I think first, a lot of times when I write a song, I almost have a sound in my head, and that I'm trying to communicate the sound, and but often what happens, and this is a really good thing, is the other band members bring another element to it, which only adds to it that I would have never thought of. You know,
right?
And that happened in virtually every song that we, you know, that I demoed, with a couple of minor exceptions. They would, Kristen and MK would come up with these parts that were just wow.
And that's why the band has a really interesting chemistry, because bands don't usually last very long, but we've been together for a long time.
How long have you guys been, or you three? You say MK's new.
Well,
we've been together for about 10 years.
Yeah, you joined about 10 years ago, and Rick and I have been doing this since we were kids. So, I mean, we started the Gripweeds. It's been kind of, it's hard to know where the Gripweeds started and the, you know,
college
band stuff.
At one point, when it first started, we were just doing covers, you know, in a local bar. you know, calling ourselves the Grippers.
The Corner Tavern.
Doing covers in the local.
And now we actually do our own songs
in the local bar.
In the local bar.
In the local bar.
No, but as far as...
we're 12.
We've managed to stay together. Well, we're family, which makes a big difference because we can, you know, we go through everything together, but also we allow each other a lot of creative freedom. And that's the thing with the band. You have to give everybody room to, you know, do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Be creatively happy.
And that's good. You know,
even Kurt.
Yeah. When a band is firing on all cylinders, on all four cylinders, everybody's comfortable with what they're adding, and, you know, you're comfortable with their ideas, and that's when you know you got something.
Yeah, that's,
you
know? Yeah. That would seem kind of magic. Those moments when
right.
it all comes together.
That's when there's magic, and we had a bunch of those on this album. Midnight Sun, I don't know if you guys are playing that one, but that's one song where, you know, it just... really came together on the recording.
Solo.
Yeah, it starts with a bass solo, you know?
It's got to be good.
And that was accidental, wasn't it? I mean, that wasn't
none of that was planned. It was like, okay, well, let's try this one out, and wow, this is great.
Wow.
You know?
Well, have you recorded any, and then performance-wise, after a while, you start playing it different than the way you recorded?
I should hope so.
Yeah, because really the song is new at first.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, when you record it, you might not know it all that well.
Right.
But I also like the live version of the band to be different from the recording, although we're kind of adhering somewhat closely here to some of the recordings in a way. I like to really develop the song live and do things with it differently if we can.
It's funny you should mention that because the next song we're going to play, Astral Man...
I believe, isn't it?
Oh,
boy. Well, I'm looking at the list, and the list is wrong.
The last one you're going to play.
Well, the last one we're going to play. Mm-hmm. We may as well talk about it now.
Yeah.
That was a song. Astral Man was a song that we developed as a group. Rick came in with a sketchy, you know, here's the chords kind of thing. And we developed it.
Something over the top.
We developed it together, and then we played it live before we actually recorded it. So there are a couple songs on the album that were... road tested before they were recorded, you know, which is good.
Yeah.
It's a mix of both, really, on this album.
That's good. All right, we're having microphone discussions again.
Yeah, there's a silent microphone hand signal thing going on while we're talking.
That's right.
Should we play, I Believe?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I have it on.
It's, you know, if we had a video in here, these people could be watching on our website.
It's nothing to look at.
It's too funny watching you guys... pull this microphone back and forth like brothers.
And we're going to take it over the other way now to the bass player.
No, I want to say about the playing process, the live versus the recording. When we go into the studio and we get the tapes and we go over and we get the run through, and then you actually capture something in that moment, and you're really focused. I remember just putting down some of my bass lines. I'd be shaking and sweating, and they'd all be looking at me.
Is that because we were whipping you at the time?
No, but and they were like, "That's the one. That's the one." And there's such an intensity level that I think we really captured on the CD. And then when it's the live show, we have such an intense live show. Like one song that comes to my mind is "Telescope," is continually evolving because it's kind of like a jam song. And so we take it farther and farther every time we play it. So both aspects, the live and the recording, are really exciting, but two different animals, so to speak. Especially when Kurt's behind the board.
Kurt, do you run
I also
sound?
Like to play the acoustically, as we're kind of doing here today, because you really can feature the harmonies.
Yeah, yeah. And the harmonies are such an important part of what you guys do. And... they're incredible. And let's hear it. Why don't we?
This one's called I Believe.
All right.